Today's episode of Not Just a Phase is brought to you in part by Larry Records. There's a label war going down in the Scrams game, and we want you to be on the right side of it. Go to Larry Records for all your screamo needs. Larry Records is a gang, and they got all the hottest bands right now. We're talking Versus Self, Catalyst, Oath, Claybirds, Heaven Through Violence, Numears, and so much more. Join the label wars today on the right side, and get with the gang at Larry Records. Hit up larry187.bandcamp.com for all your screamo needs.
Yeah, Vicky was asking when's the last time we spoke, which I think was end of 2020, maybe.
Wow, has it been that long? I was gonna say 2022. Has it been? Was it 2020?
I didn't even have Little Green House yet in hand. I don't know if they were even
Wow.
out yet.
Okay, so it's probably 2021 then, because the record came out top of 22. So that's probably 2021 then.
Jeez. Yeah,
Yeah,
it's
so
been a minute.
yeah, it's been 4 years.
Crazy.
How's everybody doing?
I'm great, man. I'm happy to still be here after 4 years.
Hey, you and me both.
Right on. Yeah. How's everyone in
Yeah.
your camp?
Everyone's good in my camp, I think. I don't know. I don't know, it's both funny how things like have changed so much and also have not. I don't know. I'm sure at the end of 2021 I was like, yeah, we're like about to go on tour and start pushing this record, and here I am 4 years later kind of saying the same thing. So
Yeah, for sure. For sure. All right, cool. I'm gonna do the thing. I introduce the show, introduce Vicky, I introduce you, and then she says something along the lines of thanks for coming on the show, how we doing? And then we're off to the races.
okay, fantastic. Can't wait.
Ladies and gentlemen, trans and non-binary punks of all ages and denominations, welcome back to another episode of Not Just a Phase, and thank you for joining us here in our fifth season. If you're new here, let me get this out of the way really quickly. Let's do our plugs. I tweet some nonsense on Twitter occasionally at NJAP Worldwide. We're online at notjustaphase.net. We're on Instagram, Threads, TikTok, Substack, Tinder for Christ's sakes, Patreon at Not Just a Phase Worldwide. There is some bonus content on there, some news behind the scenes, stuff like that. If you want to support the expansion of this podcast and blog, please hit us up over there. And a shout out to our partners at Bulk of Media, who are also the gentlemen from Modula Lunar. Please check out their company for your video editing needs and their band as well. They're excellent. And as always, if you're looking to get onto our blog or podcast or have any press inquiries at all, please send an email to notjustafacesubmissions@gmail.com. All right. So let's get to the show. Joining me on the mic today to co-host this very special episode. Okay. I had to redo that. Joining me on the mic today to co-host the special episode is Vicky. She's a published music journalist, meme queen, show promoter, vocalist for about three different bands now.
true.
Rescue Cat, Nukes Over last summer, and I think the new screamo band is Lettuce, Letus. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Leather.
Oh, okay, there you go. Perfect. That's exactly how I was going to say it too. this lady lives and breathes music, so we're excited to have her expertise back on the microphone again today.
What's
And
up?
today we're
How's the host doing?
the host.
Yeah. Nobody
It's
ever wonders how Rob is doing.
true. It's true. No,
What?
I'm good. I'm still happy. I'm just happy to be doing this again. Like we were saying earlier, it's been quite a few years and I'm still here doing this, so I'm happy about that, you know. Today we're chatting with Connecticut's finest band Anxious. The vocalist Grady is back on the podcast and soon to be back on the road this year for the debut of their second full-length album, Bambi, which releases on February 21st through Run for Cover Records. They have about a month-long tour in the spring coming up to celebrate the album release. They'll be accompanied by Ultra Q and Stateside. We had a chat with members of Stateside on the podcast last week, so check that out if you haven't yet. And the tour kicks off in Philadelphia and I believe ends in Cambridge. And we're going to be discussing the new album and all sorts of upcoming plans for 2025.
Hey, what's up? This is Grady from Anxious, and you are listening to Some Girls on Not Just a Phase.
To the show, Grady. How are you feeling today?
Hey, I'm feeling great. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Hey, for starters, for the listeners, please state your name and what role you play in Anxious.
My name is Grady Allen, and I sing in the band Anxious.
Sick. So, has there been any significant changes in what occupies your time when you're not touring since you last came to the show? Is there any new hobbies, interests, recommendations?
Yeah, there definitely has. I think for me specifically, the big change for me is I'm back in school now, and have been, balancing that while working on the band. And so that takes up, most of my time while I'm not on the road. It takes up most of my time while I'm on the road, too. I would say that's probably the biggest shift. I don't know. The other band members have had shifts too. Dante used to live, a town over from me. Now he lives in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Johnny has a job working for a clothing company now, a brand.
Ooh, plug it.
Manresa from Norwalk. It's pretty cool. I don't know. Our guitarist Tommy lives in Northampton. I don't know. Those are like, I'm thinking of like things that have like shifted since the last record. But for me specifically, it's probably school has been the biggest change.
So, how's college going for you? Because I also have started school 6 months ago, and trying to juggle school with like three different bands. I think you're majoring history.
Yeah, that's true.
And so, how is it like you're taking online classes while on tour? Is it hard to manage? Is it a lot?
So I've been for this past semester, I was at school in person, in Boston, and that was really cool to be on campus and kind of just, I don't know, just really getting to have that experience. I mean, I went to school fall of 2019, and then COVID happened, and then the band started touring. So like my kind of my reference point for that sort of experience, that sort of world was cut short pretty significantly. So it's been really great to like re-engage with that process and that sort of social environment and kind of academic environment. And I've really enjoyed it. While on tour, I landed on the school that I go to because they, were one of the few schools that had this sort of flexibility that they were willing to let me be there in person when I'm there and not touring. And then they also, were able to let me kind of make the shift to online classes when I am touring. So when I am touring, I'm also balancing classes. And this will be my first like touring schedule where I'm balancing like a full course load of like four or five classes. So I'm gonna learn pretty quick whether it's like manageable or not manageable. I gotta say, I can't imagine doing school and being in three bands. One band is enough. I can't imagine doing it and balancing
Yeah,
three.
I do a lot of studying in like on public transportations. And then it's just, I have to be there. Like I'm forced to be in class. I cannot take it online. So it's a lot of commuting. But I mean, if you had like a very deep interest in doing school again, being back in school again, because that's something you missed, because that's exactly what I went through too. In 2020, I always wanted to go on with university, but COVID really made plans kind of change for everyone. And now it's good to be back at school. I kind of feel like I'm living like a second teenage experience by doing school and bands at the same time. But then I guess for you're going to have to let us know next episode you come back and tell us how it was to tour and do a whole course load of stuff.
In 2028, when we circle back for the next
Yeah.
record, I'll let you know how it all went.
Yeah.
What are you at school at school for?
I'm doing cybersecurity.
Oh, very cool.
Really?
That's awesome.
I had no
It's
idea.
so hard. And you were 2 days old when you learned, Rob.
I was yeah, 2 minutes ago I just found out.
Wow. Are you on campus in Rome?
Yes.
Wow.
But Rome is so large, so even something that's nearby takes 2 hours to commute to. That's not.
I went to Rome once when I was younger and really, really loved it. And we're touring Europe this summer and we get to go to Milan, but we don't get to go. That's like the furthest we get into Italy.
Oh, so
So I
that's true.
wish.
It's happening because everyone's saying, "Oh, we're booking anxious," and then I'm like, "Until I like so long as I don't see a flyer." I don't buy it. I don't believe you because then I'm gonna be sad if they don't. But then if you say so, then I'm happy.
I got the tour routing today and it said Milan, Italy on it.
No
So
way.
I don't know. That's what I hear.
Thank God.
But
I've been like the news have been circling for a while, and I was like, yeah. I'm usually skeptical because like for lots of European routings, they tend to cut Italy off. Because it's not very convenient to travel to. Milan is okay because it's up north, but anything lower than that is pretty tough. But then they were like, maybe anxious. And I'm like, yeah, we'll see, we'll see. So I'm glad it's coming out of your mouth. So you said it first.
I mean, hey, if something changes, I can be held liable. But I saw the routing I saw today said Milan, Italy. So as far as I know,
Breaking news, everyone.
breaking news.
That's awesome because you know Vicky was going to beg you to come to Italy anyways. That's what she does with every guest that
Don't twist my arm. I would love it. I mean,
on.
no, no diss to the Euros, but I'd rather be in Italy than Dusseldorf or whatever. So, no diss to Dusseldorf, but I guess what I'm trying to say
Those
is
are great.
Italy's awesome, but I rock with Germany as well.
Nice. Nice. I guess you got no free time to be listening to podcasts between school and touring and everything.
My free time does feel, it both feels limited and not limited at the same time, but I feel like I've had like a lot of like kind of lingering like just empty space the past like month or so, and it's kind of been driving me crazy. I'd rather be too busy than not busy enough. So
Fair enough.
not enough free time is okay with me.
That's good. It's good. Well, I want to jump in to the new album, Bambi. Got a lot of questions about that. I read that it was a possible name that you guys considered for the band before settling on Anxious. Was that what inspired the album art for Bambi, or is there something more to that?
So Bambi wasn't really, it wasn't a name that like got considered like in tandem with Anxious, and then we landed on Anxious. Anxious got na Anxious started when I was 15, and the original idea that was thrown in the hat was, what if it was like Anxious Youth? And I thought that sounded a lot like Crippled Youth, the first bold 7-inch. And I was like, oh, we can't call it Anxious Youth. Why don't we just slash it and we'll call it Anxious? And then pretty much from that moment, I've regretted calling it that.
Oh no.
Everybody in the band, myself included, kind of has this like, oh God, like, oh, we really named it Anxious, huh? But I remember sometime in the past year and a half, I think it was, we did a US tour in the fall of 23. And we were sitting, just everybody was kind of sitting in a hotel room. And it wasn't that I like saw something on my phone or was reading something, but I literally just can remember looking up and going, oh, like Bambi, I could see it. I could see the name on a shirt. I could see the name on a record. I could see it on a banner. I was like, yo, we should have named the band Bambi. And everyone kind of took that in for a second. I was like, yeah, that we should have. That's a way better name than Anxious. And so it was kind of this conversation we had for a few minutes, and then it kind of faded away. And we didn't talk about it after that. But then, as this record started coming together and we knew, okay, we want to be on top of everything and have the name and everything together like as soon as possible, we just kept circling back to that idea, like, oh, what if it was called Bambi? That would be really, really cool. I guess how I tend to talk about it is, Bambi is represent as a title is like representative of like what I'd like the band to be, what I think the band could be, and like Anxious at its like truest form. So yeah, that's kind of the idea. There's, there's not, I don't know, there's, I think some of the imagery, like we've leaned into like the idea of like Bambi as like a title and everything, but it's not really like some thoughtful play on the children's story or something. It's just, it's the name and everything felt evocative of like what we wanted the band to be.
Okay. Yeah, I like Anxious as a name. I'm surprised it wasn't taken when you guys first came out of the gate with it, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm a little bit surprised too. I'm trying to think, like, I remember I always considered kind of Anxious my first real band, but when I was in middle school, very briefly, I started a band called The Vacant, and there was another band called The Vacant. And so we changed the band name for like the year and a half that the band existed. But yeah, surprised that Anxious wasn't taken.
So it doesn't tie into the you were saying like the storybook kind of children's theme artistically, right?
Bambi.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it lends itself to
Yeah.
that, and I think like when I could picture the name like on a t-shirt and things, I felt like it would very much fit into like, the sort of imagery that we've kind of leaned into so far as a band. But it's again, it was more I don't know. I like how the name sounds. I like how it rolls off the tongue. I like how all the letters look next to each other, like how it looks on a shirt and everything. And I think it also just conveniently also kind of fit into this, like, the imagery kind of of our band.
Yeah. Well, so since we're on the topic of your imagery and like art aesthetic, like the album art has a ballerina dressed as a deer on the cover, right? And it's kind of under a spotlight looking loosely.
Loosely as a deer. I don't know.
Okay. And
Deer-esque.
right. And so that was being incorporated into the Counting Sheep music video as well. And the artsy visualizer for the song Some Girls. So was this inspiration and creative direction like behind those music videos, does it all tie in together with the album theme? Or like, is there something more behind that?
I think just I don't know. I'm thinking of like the earliest points. Like originally, the record were like, "Oh, what if we built like a big diorama and like had this big scene going on in this diorama?" And then that kind of shifted into, what if we had this like very well framed, like sort of Wes Anderson style shot of just I guess the reference point was the movie Moonrise Kingdom. There's a story where there's a part of the movie where it's the story of Noah's Ark. And they're showing it in this church. And it's just this really beautifully like framed shot of the stage and like all the people dressed as animals. And I had the thought, oh, what if we, had a dancer, just framed in the middle of the stage, kind of dressed in a sort of deer-esque, sort of costume or something. And then it kind of just mo it morphed into this, like, what if it was a ballerina? And what if instead of it being like super, super deer focused, it was more just like vaguely sort of that. And then it, and so it kind of evolved into that. We wanted everything to be super cohesive. And so I think that's why like all the videos and the imagery and the everything plays into one another. I do think like there's kind of both like a darkness, like sort of like ominous feeling, and a sweetness to the record cover that I think sort of does play into the themes of the record. I think, there's a certain amount of the music and the themes and everything. It's kind of focused on disillusionment and kind of, just real low feelings, but it's also balanced with like all of these, really sweet melodies and, really just these like really big lush songs. And so I think kind of the dynamic of the record is kind of it's well captured in the record art, I think.
I'd have to agree. I love how everything is tying together so far. It's great because it feels like one cohesive piece, right?
Thank you. Thank you. That was the hope.
Nailed it
We
for sure.
felt thank you. We felt like certain pieces of Little Green House were like a little bit disjointed, and so it felt good to like just kind of create one like little universe with Bambi.
Yeah, it's awesome so far. Was there anything you guys were listening to a lot of during this writing process? Because I know like the progression has shifted a little bit with the sound. Like I was gonna ask if the songs are more towards like Some Girls type vibe with you guys doing a little bit more experimental, a little bit softer melodies and stuff.
I think something that like we've always been pretty proud of is our reference points are super eclectic. We don't really participate in the exercise of like, oh, let's try to like perfectly recreate like a time or a place or a scene or something. We always just try to keep things evolving and trying different sounds. I would say the record is, and I think the record reflects that. The record is eclectic. There's been a certain amount of, there's been a lot of those questions of, well, does the record sound like Some Girls, or does it sound more like this, or is there stuff that feels closer to Little Green House? And I'd say the record really is a mix. I think there's a lot of, the harder sort of aggression that's on Little Green House. And then I think there's a lot of, softer and I guess I don't know bigger ideas or whatever on this record. I mean, I've seen some people like use the term like departure or something in talking about this record, like in sound wise, oh, it's a departure of this and like more and I don't really I don't I both don't believe and don't particularly like that term, because to me it at least in writing it and also just thinking about it and listening to it, to me, it feels very linear, and I think it feels like building upon as opposed to like departure. To me, it feels like abandoning. So I would say it's a mix. There's plenty of Little Greenhouse on it, and then also some different ideas on it as well.
I'm excited to hear all the different ideas, and I'd have to agree. I don't feel departure is the right word because it's still anxious. Like it still very much sounds like you guys. It's just you're doing some things that you didn't do on the last album, which is how bands should be going, right?
Yeah,
As a
no.
progression, you know.
Yeah, no. I guess I felt pretty good so far. I mean, I feel like you can't really tell until a record is out, I think, but for the most part, it has felt like the response has been, pretty down with it and pretty optimistic. I feel like we've been trying a lot of things, and even like real heads that are ingrained in like punk and hardcore music, or like emo and adjacent, whatever, have said, man, like that, I like Anxious like when they're heavier, but like, man, the song's undeniable. So I think it's like even the things that we're trying that are different, I really do have the belief that they're undeniable. So
Oh yeah, from what I've heard so far, it's ridiculously catchy. So
thank
yeah.
you.
We're talking about doing different things on this album. I read that Dante's taken a much bigger role in vocals with you on this album. How did that occur?
Both kind of consciously and unconsciously, as we, this is like a year before the record started getting written. Dante and me were talking, and he said, it matters to me on the next record that I feel like I have a much bigger hand, like in the performance and like the writing of lyrics and things like that. And I didn't know what it meant exactly. To me, I feel like it comes together pretty seamlessly on the record. I don't think it feels like, oh, and now like there's, this totally new dynamic. Even, things where me and Dante sort of shift, whether it's him taking the lead or me, I think it's still, there's a lot of interplay, and I think the two of us work together very well. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think for a long time, Anxious was very much my thing and was like my vehicle for like expression, kind of musically, lyrically, ideologically, everything. And this band's been around for a while now, and Dante's been in it, practically since day one. So it's, I think, everybody needs to have their space to feel like it can be this thing for them. And so, I'm happy for that to exist, and I think it works well on the record.
I'm very excited to hear that full record for sure. Looking to replace that guy up there with the new one.
Hey, well, I don't know. I was stoked to see that it was back there when I hopped on, so.
Oh yeah, it's been there since I got it. Well, I mean I've played it, but the sleeve's been there, the art's been up.
Hell yeah.
So since I was just pointing at Little Greenhouse, I know this writing process was not done in a little greenhouse. What was the writing process like for this time around?
Very different as well. I mean, I feel like it's like this point that's been like hammered a million times at this point. But the really like COVID was horrible, obviously, in a million ways, in a million broadways, and in a million ways for like bands specifically. But in a way that it was actually a unique and great opportunity for bands was, the way that it just afforded like this endless amount of time to write and just focus on creating. There was no, oh, well, we need to tour, or we need to be thinking about this, or kind of all the exterior bullshit kind of just faded away. And the focus was just, let's write and try to create music. And so, months and months before we stepped foot in the studio, the whole record, from every chord, hit to like every like cymbal and like snare hit, it was just like the whole, we had the entire record mapped out. Like there's two recordings of Little Greenhouse. We demoed the entire record, over months. So, we had this, very unique experience of just like we got to create it on our own time and just really let it evolve naturally. And with this record, it was really different. I mean, we've spent 2.5 years on the road, and have just been moving nonstop. Trying to write ideas in between. And, it's just things are on much more of like a touch and go sort of timeline. We had all of the ideas going into the studio, but we ended up writing a lot more and creating a lot more in the studio, kind of. Oh, sorry. I thought I heard something. Creating everything like in the studio. So it was a much more in the studio, like in the moment process, as opposed to like mapping everything out before.
Since now, it's not like it used to be during the recording of Little Greenhouse, so much so that you didn't have to think about touring a lot, and it went kind of in the back burner, and it was very much like composing and making music first approach. But now I think you have to put it into consideration while you make the music. So, what have you been excited about, or worried about for this upcoming tour?
I mean, obviously I'm worried about like people coming and stuff, like,
I don't think
it's
that's going to be a
been
problem.
no nah, it's doing well and every but it's this is our first time headlining, and
Oh,
I
true.
like Weirdly, somehow, I don't know how it happened exactly, but we didn't headline on Little Green House, and we, plenty of times, we were going out with a bunch of other bands, and it was fantastic. But this is our first time where it's, this is our tour. This is our tour, our shows. It's everything. And so it's just a little bit different. It's a little bit more, thrown in the deep end a little bit, but I don't know, feel pretty on top of it. I mean, I think we were so green when when Little Green House came out, like we hadn't really like toured or anything like that, that we were like practicing all the time, practicing like crazy, and now it's just like with everyone's schedule, like we have 2 weeks mapped out before the tour starts of like, all right, time to get to this and like get serious. So I don't know. It's practice, worried about being the headliner, things like that. Those are the things I'm worried about.
Do you have a worst and a best tour memory with Anxious so far?
Man, that's a great question. Getting to go to, doing Japan and Southeast Asia 2 summers ago was probably is probably something I'll remember for the rest of my life. I mean, it's I don't know, to just meet people truly on like the other side of the planet, like the furthest you can be from home, who are excited about the band, and want to engage and like talk with you, and just to see people who are clearly, they're paying attention to you on a personal level, it was just really heartwarming. I mean, it was hard not to feel like, man, I'm kind of conquering the world with my friends. And I don't mean conquering like in a like, oh, we're achieving like so much like fame, whatever, to music, but just like to be on the other side of the world. So I that would that's it's pretty hard for that not to be like top one or two memories. Worst memories? I mean, yo, I've done some bad tours and played some bad shows. Yeah, I don't know. I've been, I don't know, I've been hundreds and hundreds of miles away from home playing to nobody. And of course, that's not what it's about. If it was always that, that would be totally okay too. But back in, that's always a bit of a bummer, I guess. I don't know. I think I used to find touring really destabilizing. Like, and I think like that would probably be like, I don't know. Screw whatever I said about like, oh, people not being there. Like, of course that like sucks like on a very basic level. But I used to find touring like really destabilizing. It was very hard for me to be like emotionally like okay on the road. So that was hard, but
Could you cope with it? Because I deal
I would
with
say,
it a lot.
yeah. I think I didn't for a while. I think, first two tours we did after COVID, I was just kind of in this perpetual like state of meltdown, and just touring was very hard. And we didn't even have Little Green House out yet, so it's, you weren't even necessarily feeling like, oh, I'm on the road and I'm doing this thing. And, it was really hard to understand, whether there was any response kind of in any direction towards it. And so it was kind of easy to get trapped in the like, what am I doing here? But I think for me, trying to apply routine, and have things, things that can be through lines both in tour and outside of. So it doesn't feel like your life is going on hold when you leave tour and doesn't feel like your life is like crashing to a halt when you get home. Those things help. I don't know. Running and exercise have been big for me. School has probably been the biggest one in the way that I can have it when I go home and it kind of comes with me on the road. Just to have a process always is helpful. I think something that you're relying on and you know is there.
So speaking about more positive experiences, recently you played with Drug Church, Hot Mulligan, Wonder Years, so many cool bands, awesome situations. You've done Audio Tree. So first of all, congrats on that. And
Thank
then,
you.
is there a band you haven't shared the stage with that you're really wanting to?
Gosh. Gosh, that's a really good question. I mean, I have like band like there are bands that like are like dreams to play with and stuff like that. I try to think of, I guess I'll keep it like current bands that I'm excited about that I'd love to play with. There's a band from Australia called Armlock. They just put out their second record on Run for Cover. And they're incredible. They write these super sweet, like I don't know how to describe the songs besides intimate. I mean, they're very like acoustic guitar laden with like several guitars doing different things and like these just vocals that are just like on top of each other, like just like in this like sort of cut and paste way that just like I don't know, it just works and it's so good. I mean, they were my top artists this year, were in like my top three artists the year before. Like they're incredible. There's a new band, very young band from Buffalo, New York, called Auto Ignition. And they sound so much like Saves the Day, it melts my brain. But they're so good. They're incredible. They're young, the youngest member is like 17 or 18. The other members are like in their 20s. They're gonna be opening one or two shows on this tour. I just think they're so good. They just put out like a two song tape thing. Yeah, it's incredible. So I don't know. Those are like two bands I'd love to play with just because I think they're both really good.
Rob, please write those down so we can have them on the show.
You
Armlock,
should.
I know. Like
Yeah.
Armlock, I've heard of and listened to. The other one, Auto Ignition.
Auto Ignition. Yeah, they're cool. They're freaks with it. It would be really funny for them to be on the show. You should definitely talk to them.
I gotta check them
Every
out.
time we have like a teenage band on, it's always like
Oh,
the
crazy.
best experience.
Yeah, it's hectic when we get younger, especially like teenager musicians onto the show, or anyone who's like just in college, like really young kids make a really funny episode every time.
Oh, you sh then, yo, you should have these kids on because they're a riot. They're awesome.
Nice. I wanted to ask you what other music are you into these days? Like in terms of like heavy music, like what kind of hardcore are you still listening to these days?
That's a good question.
Yeah, for those who don't know. Yeah.
Hardcore. Let's see. What have I been listening to? I'm going to my phone here. I mean, I've always really loved Burn, but I've really been into Burn this past year, especially the Last Great Sea 7-inch, which I haven't. I think when I was like a little bit, like I don't know, meaning my teens and like or very early 20s, the first 7-inch Shall Be Judged, or I think it's just their self-titled EP, was always my favorite, but it's been cool spending time with Last Great Sea. There's a new band from Atlanta called Execution, and they're so, dude, they're so good. It's Yoon from who used a drum in Abuse of Power and is in Method of Doubt and Wreckage. He sings in it. Liam from Method of Doubt plays bass. I don't know. To me, it sounds like Breakdown, but I'd be curious to see what they would say. To me, it really sounds like Breakdown. I love Candy. Both of their Flipping and then whatever their LP was this past year just blows my mind. I love this sort of like ambient, weird, like breakbeat, like Warp Records stuff they bring into the mix. I like that a lot. I'll give a few more and then I'll be done. New band from Philadelphia called Dead on Your Feet. It's members of like Envision and I don't know, a lot of bands. It's like all the South Florida dudes that moved from like Eco Strike and Envision and all of those bands are who are now in Philly, and it's a new like straight edge band. Besides that, I really like the New World Man 7-inch. I think that's really good. It's fucking insane. It's like insane person music. And I like that. I've also been listening to some Mind Eraser. So that's kind of where I've been on the hardcore spectrum of things.
Awesome.
So
I'm glad I asked. It's a couple of bands I hadn't heard of that I'm gonna have to check out. It's very cool.
should. They're
Yeah.
dope.
I'll definitely check them out. Last time we chatted, we were talking about unique merch. Do you have anything planned for Bambi that you can talk about? Is there something special coming out? Because you did a lot of cool stuff with Little Green House.
I mean, on the tour we'll have these beanies that I'm wearing here,
Nice.
and I think they're pretty
Oh
cool.
shit, I just realized now it's the anxious symbol.
Yeah, it's the
Okay.
Anxious
I
logo
didn't notice
on
that
it.
till you. Nice.
So we'll have cool beanies. Let's see, what else are we doing? We're gonna have really cool like pennants, like old school like souvenir pennants on tour. Excited for
Pennants.
that.
Pennants.
Like flags, little flags.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The triangular. That's a
Yes,
pennant.
yes.
Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah,
Took me a
yeah.
second there. I was trying to visualize it. All right.
No worries. I'm trying to those are like the two like sort of like out there things I'm thinking. I don't know. We'll have plenty of hoodies and t-shirts and things like that. I don't know. There's a certain amount of like the merch thing is weird. It's tough because it's how do you create something, at least in the Anxious camp, it's like how do you create something cool? But like our guiding principle is like we only want to create something that we would wear. And I don't know, there's a lot of like we're never going to be a band that like makes jackets or like we're making pants or something. I don't know,
No
like that.
windbreakers or jerseys.
We've done jerseys
Have
before. We
you?
did jerseys. Yeah, we did jerseys, like lacrosse jerseys on
Oh, that's sick.
the last tour we did, and those are really cool. But yeah, I don't know. It's a t like we want to create like things that we would wear, and it's like I don't know. There's not really any bands where I'm like, damn, they made pants. I gotta go get the X band pants. Like I don't know. I can't imagine myself being like, yo, Anxious made jeans. I gotta go get Anxious jeans. Like, I don't know. Much like I don't know. There's plenty of bands though that have done that stuff that I do think is cool. I think it's cool that Turnstile made jeans. I think it's cool that OSC made jeans. So that's no diss to them, but I can't imagine Anxious making jeans. So
You gonna
I don't
make them
know.
now and call them Janxious.
Oh, dude.
Yo.
Brutal.
Okay, maybe we will, and we can get you on marketing to make it
Or
all click.
jorts. No
Janks.
jorts.
Jates.
Jesus.
Jinkos.
That's terrible. I usually have the horrible jokes. You took that one this time,
Ugh.
Vicky. That's brutal. Do you have like a favorite piece of unique merch that you own?
It's a good question. I have a lot of I have a lot of like OG shirts, like old hardcore shirts that are really great. Yeah, I've got one here. I pretty much only I don't collect as heavily as I used to, but I pretty much like anything Connecticut related, I'm like really big on. This is an Aware shirt from 1987. It just says Connecticut Hard. I'm sure it's flipped, but it says Connecticut Hardcore in like
Nice.
big letters
Yeah.
on the back. So I don't know. I just love collecting like old hardcore t-shirts and stuff, but
How
like
did you have that right on lock? Like it was right beside you when I asked? Like
because I need to wash it, and
Oh,
I've
okay.
needed to wash it for weeks, and so it's laying on my bed.
That's so funny. You're like, "Oh, I'm not even prepared. Hold on."
I don't know, pretty much any old Connecticut straight edge stuff. is what I'm really big on. And I don't know, I don't spend a lot of time thinking or like trying to like track down merch at this point, but if it's Connecticut and it's like old straight edge stuff, chances are I'll if I don't already have it, I'm going to try to get my hands on it.
Okay, now for the streak of silly questions. First one,
Okay.
right off the bat, if you could pick a theme song for Anxious, which would it be?
A theme song
Yeah.
from like a show or just like a song in general that I'd be like, oh, that's the theme song.
I mean, it could be either, honestly. If there's a song from that's an actual theme song that you would use, if not, just pick any song that you think would work.
I'm trying to think of something I can say on a podcast.
You can say anything on this podcast, I assure you. I
Hey
don't
man,
mind.
I'll push the boundaries. Dude. Oh, I'm gonna take way too much time thinking about this. Oh, probably the song that Tim Robinson sings at the funeral at in I Think You Should Leave. I don't know if you've seen that show,
Oh
but
my
he
God, yeah.
sing the jeans hanging low. It's like the lyrics are like total bullshit, but it's really hilarious. We quote that a lot, so I'd probably say that song.
Great.
You can play it here or something. I don't
I
know. It's really funny though.
mean, that wasn't very controversial, I would say.
No, I go to God.
You
I
could do
chose
worse.
honest, and I chose not to be controversial.
Last time I had you on the show, I don't know. I think I had this question actually, but I remember you not having an answer for it. I always like to
Oh.
ask that, like, assuming that you're not a pacifist, if you could punch any one person in the face one time as hard as you can with no repercussions, who would you punch and why?
Again, I don't know. I'm really not
I
down
knew
with
it.
violence, so I'm really not down with violence, so I'm not going to engage with that with the
That's fine.
question.
That's fine.
I don't know. I don't know. It's a good question. It's just I don't know. There's no. I don't know. I don't really want to like think about being mad or wanting to punch
No.
anybody.
Yeah, that's pretty much what you gave me last time too, and I was like, all right, fair enough.
This is the second
Yeah.
time in a row we have someone that's better than us on the show.
That's true. Yes,
Yeah.
Stateside had no hate in their heart either. They were just like, no, I don't know. They
Dude,
had to sit
okay, and
and think about it.
that's why they're the goats too. They're
Yeah.
my they're that's my team.
I think they did come up with somebody, but they had to sit on it. Like they really worked for it. So that's
Maybe I'd say Kai from Stateside, but
yeah.
I don't think I'd punch him either. But it was funny that we were this last time that we were on tour, we were like at the like northern tip of Florida. We were like somewhere around Pensacola. And it was like Stateside was doing an overnight drive. I think they were on tour with like CU Space Cowboy or something. But like they were doing like a crazy drive from Texas, and they had just arrived like in the middle of the night. But like Johnny and someone else at the, they like stopped at our hotel just to say hi. They still had like 4 hours left where they need to go, but they like just pulled up to our parking lot to say hey. And someone threw their drummer Kai in the bushes. But I guess he landed right in a pile of fire ants, and so he was literally then like running around the parking lot like pulling fire ants off his body. But I think that's probably worse than a punch in the face,
Yeah, that's
honestly.
terrible. Wow.
Yeah,
Maybe I should be asking that if you could put anyone in a pile of fire ants.
that's more vicious than a punch in the face, I'd say.
Sadistic, yeah.
That's a Final Destination situation,
Yeah, no
truly.
kidding. Yeah, I don't know if I asked you last time. What music do you listen to that could be considered a guilty pleasure, either by yourself or others? If you
Huh.
don't have guilty pleasures, like. You know what I mean? If you don't believe in that concept.
Yeah.
Some like K-pop or some people think
Yeah.
ska is cringy. I don't personally, but.
Dude, there's certain ska bands I rock with.
Nice.
Don't know. So I'm trying to think of like something like I'd be like, oh, I posted that on my story.
That's what I'm looking
Or
for.
something.
Yeah, that's the bands I'm looking for. The ones you're gonna regret putting on record after you say it.
Yeah. Gosh, again, I'm gonna like the th I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of drawing. I mean, there's like, I mean, there's bands that I love that are like object, like they're not like cool bands. I don't know. I think, I don't know. Like, I think MXPX is awesome, but I think there's certain people that'd be like, oh, MXPX isn't cool. But I,
Yeah.
they're the
They're
there's
corny
like,
as hell.
well, yeah.
They're
Well,
good
it's.
though. Like
Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't know. I would probably like I try like again try not to engage with like band like putting like things down or be like, "Oh, it's lame that I like this, but I don't," 'cause I don't know. I don't think it's lame, but like I don't know. When I think of like a band that maybe that I think is really cool that I know certain people like probably within punk and hardcore music like that's not a sanctioned cool thing to listen to. I don't know. MXPX is probably something that like comes to mind. I don't
That
know.
checks out. That checks out.
Christ makes people a little bit jittery sometimes, so
Putting that much religion into your music is it can turn people off for sure.
yeah, I think that's probably why people might say MXPX is it's not cool, but I don't know, they got tracks.
True. They do. They do. Hell, they wrote Punk Rock Show. I mean, if that's not a starter song for everybody who's getting into it, I don't know what is. Or
I've
maybe it's
got no
not because that's
place to
old
go.
now. Yeah, maybe that's not because that's like an old song. Maybe the kids aren't getting into MXPX anymore. I wouldn't know.
Unless you're coming at it from the Christian angle, I can't imagine that too many like that's the jumping
Yeah.
off band. But I don't know.
It was when I was young.
Next time
So
we have
very
a
many
high
years ago.
schooler on the show, we're gonna ask them,
Yo, that's a good idea.
you rock with
Yeah.
Jesus Christ or not?
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta order a kid's meal just to see what the kids are into these days, I
Yeah.
guess.
Dude. That's a good quote. I like that. So speaking of cool songs, if you could steal one song from another band and claim it as your own, what song would it be? Ooh, that's a really good question. You know, I think that pretty much any Death Cab for Cutie song I wish I had written. Kind of the same about a lot of Jimmy Eat World songs I wish I had written. Those were two bands that I was like were pretty heavy in rotation while creating Bambi. Yeah, I think that song Stockholm Syndrome by Blink-182 is probably one of their very best songs. That's a song I would like. I wrote that song, I'd be pretty stoked. I know there's print pl I don't know, plenty of great hardcore songs too. I wish I wrote the entirety of Carry On's A Life Less Plagued. I wish I wrote.
I like how the
Yeah.
question started with what's one song and you ended up with a whole album.
Yeah,
That
hard to pick
worked.
one, I'm
Man.
swinging big.
So any goal or milestone you want to accomplish for your future and for your band?
Yeah, I'll give you a way deeper answer than that merits. I think a big problem for me is that I've always like tried to like lead very specifically with like certain goals and very like specific, like this is what the band succeeding looks like. This is what success for me looks like. This is what happiness looks like. And I feel like more often than not, that's led me in these weird directions where you kind of arrive at that moment and maybe it doesn't feel exactly how you hoped. And then you feel like, you're not sure, how you invested your time or, there's also, I don't know. I also believe like goals can be kind of, they're limited by like your imagination and like the things that like, it's just the things that you can think of. I think also like if you have like such a specific goal and it's like, oh, this is what it has to be, like this is what the band like has to be, or this is what success looks like, and then it doesn't happen, then you could have so much that's fantastic and incredible, and because it's not that one thing that you imagined, it somehow is like less than. So I don't know, when people ask like what's your like big hope for this record or anything, I just say, I want to keep doing the things that we're doing and trying to do bigger things, and hope and trust that it takes us to the place like that is the right place for anxious, but it's, I try not to put a label on it or try to like think like, oh, I'd really like it to be that thing. So that's a way deeper answer than it needs to be, but that's kind of how I feel about it.
Oh, it makes sense. If you put a limit on something and then you don't hit it, right, it's going to feel off.
Yeah. So I don't know. Just trying to do the things that we do and see what happens.
Yeah, I have no worries that you guys are going to take over the world domination type stuff this year. Do you have
Maybe
anything
we'll
coming
see.
up? Do you have anything coming up this year you're allowed to disclose outside of the tours? Anything you want to plug, promote, kind of thing?
No, we're about to do this big headliner. We're going to Europe with Gel, and that'll be really cool. We're probably doing the biggest tour that we've ever done in the fall. It's a support thing. That's really cool, and I think that gets announced in a couple months. Pretty excited about that. I don't know. We'll tour 3 times this year. Pretty excited for all those.
How many months is that going to be between the three of them?
First one's a month. Europe's about 3 weeks, and then the tour in the fall is pretty long. It's like six and a half weeks, maybe. So still less than like we've toured, in the past couple years. So I don't know. That's probably like th th three months of touring.
Not bad.
I don't know. That's still a quarter of a year right there.
It's a good chunk of it for sure.
Yeah.
Any last plugs or causes or anything you want to speak about?
Thank you guys for wanting to have me. Thank you, Vittoria, for hopping on from Italy in the middle of the night. I don't
No
know.
worries.
This is a really fun conversation, and I remember last time talking was really just a fun, chill time. And
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
thank you guys for having me. It means a lot that you would want to talk about the record.
Yeah, of course. No, I was so hyped that you answered back because I hit your band page with a message and I got nothing. I was like, shit, I'll just hit him directly and hope that he gets it.
I feel bad. Yeah, I hear a certain amount of that of people being like, oh yeah, hit the band page, and I didn't hear anything. It's, dude, it's, our DMs are a war zone. So it's
Oh
just
yeah.
like, I don't know. I miss a lot. So
That's
hitting me personally is
every
always.
band. Like, that's not like uncommon though, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, it's just more than anything, we're just buried in like story mentions and everything. It's like people will message me, but it's like I'm
Yeah.
buried in like 20 people posting a song or something, so I miss it.
For sure. Which is completely understandable. That's why I thought maybe I'll just hit you direct. But we were cracking jokes with Stateside when I talked to them. I said, they're like, oh, Anxious, so good. I'm like, yeah, they're great. They're great. I just like tried to message them, but maybe they're too big to come chat with us now, you know?
No, not at all.
I made that to keep friend.